She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to talk about companies that are non-GMO. We like to highlight the changes because it is not easy, and let's just be honest, It is not cheap, right, Andrea? I mean, there's a lot of things that go on with that.
There is, and we love companies who are making a difference. So we are excited to have today's guest, Katrina Yolen from Barbara's Bakery. Katrina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So, Katrina, why did you want to work for Barbara's?
Oh, I've been a fan of Barbara's long before I joined the company 2.5 years ago. So I've been feeding Barbara's cereals to my family for years, and my kids love them, and they don't care about the nutrition. That's me who cares when I'm shopping for food, but they like the great taste of Barbara's Puffin cereal and some of our other products. So it was a brand I was familiar with, and I'm thrilled to work for a company that sells products that I care about and believe in.
Now, Katrina, you've had some significant changes over the last year and a half, and I want you to share some of those with us because, you know, we're at Naturally Savvy, we're big promoters of supporting brands who really care about consumers and are listening to consumers' feedback and are doing something to make a change. So I'd love you to tell us about some of the changes that you personally have been part of the team that have spearheaded some of these amazing changes.
Sure. Well, we've always listened to our consumers, and it became clear a few years ago that non-GMO verification was increasingly important. So several years ago, we made a company-wide commitment that this was something we wanted to achieve for all of our products in the Barbara's brand. And it really took the efforts and commitment of the entire company from the CEO on down. It involved manufacturing, operations, procurement, which is another name for the group of people who purchase our ingredients and scour, all different suppliers to find ingredients that are verified non-GMO, as well as R&D and sales and marketing. And we did it because it was something that was very important to our consumers. So when we surveyed our most frequent purchasers a few years ago, we learned 90% of them wanted their cereals and snacks to be GMO-free. So after we enrolled our products in the process, we learned almost half of them already met the standards for verification. And in other cases, we had defined new non-GMO ingredient suppliers in the U.S. and in other countries to meet that need.
And can you tell us and share with our audience how many SKUs you have really now have that you've received that non-GMO verification from over the last little while?
Sure. We've verified actually 26 cereals because we have a couple of new cereals that we just launched this fall that we're very excited about. I can tell you a little more about them later. And then the majority of our snacks, we also have Fig bars and Snackables cookies, which are non-GMO project verified as well.
Which we love.
And then Weetabix and Alpiner. Sorry. Weetabix and Alpiner, two other brands in our company, which are also, Weetabix has the non-GMO logo on packages now. So we relaunched all of our packages so people could easily find the non-GMO logo and came out with those new package graphics a year ago. So hopefully people have seen them out in stores.
Yeah, it's so convenient when it's right there, because sometimes you just don't know. So when you have that label, it makes such a difference. And it's such a big issue to so many people. I mean, I know, Andrea, you've been doing work around GMO for a long time. And when did it first come on your radar, Katrina, the importance of non-GMO?
I think we had our first SKU verified in 2011. That's when I started to learn about it, both as a consumer and then from working here. So we began the process just before that, on the path to non-GMO verification. And then really within 18 months, we got almost our entire product portfolio with the dedication across our company to achieving that and working closely with the non-GMO project.
Well, I think that's really commendable. And I think that, you know, that's why we really wanted to have you on our show, because I think you've done more than, you know, so many other companies out there in terms of making it happen and so quickly. And I just think, you know, Barbara should be really applauded, as well as you and your team. So I think that's really, really awesome. And Lisa, just to your point as well, I did a webinar for Barbara's, and I was joined with Courtney Pinot from the Non-GMO Project. Yeah, so, and Katrina, I believe the webinar is up on your website, right, if people want to listen to it?
That's right. It's on barbara's.com. That was a great webinar. So, thank you for participating in that.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. And it was such great information. And I think, you know, you working closely with the non-GMO project really shows your dedication. So anyways, I think it's pretty fantastic.
Well, we've had great response from Sorry, I was going to say RDs and nutritionists, you know, are excited about our products as well, and that's really important to us. And certainly, I think you guys know more about non-GMO project verification than most people, but it's the nutrition in our products using simple, wholesome ingredients that's also, you know, part of what's important to both health advocates like you guys and to moms buying food or dads or, you know, people buying food for their own families.
Yeah, I also like that you teach kids about different animals and wildlife and that you can adopt an animal, which is pretty cool.
That's right. So our Puffins brand of cereals, our product line, has been associated with the National Audubon Society and Project Puffin for about 15 years. And consumers can adopt a puffin, and we make a donation to the National Audubon Society for that by sending in UPCs. There's information on our website. And in addition to Project Puffin and the great work they do towards helping rehabilitate puffins and wildlife around the world, is we've started working with the National Wildlife Federation as well, along with our Snackable Seal, who are mostly endangered animals, on the front of those packages. So we like to educate consumers. We know our consumers care a lot about wildlife and the environment, and that's important to us too.
Which I think is great. I mean, I know my kids, oh my gosh, my kids love Snackables. They, you know, you had the cookies at first and now you came out with the cereal, and my kids go animals for Snackables. Haha, just a little fun there. But, no, but my kids do love it and they love playing with it. And my little one, my three-year-old, loves to play with the monkeys and she kind of shows the animals, which I think is amazing. What do you see, you know, the next, and again, I don't know if you're able to share this or not, but where do you see Barbara's going in terms of that consumer demand? You know, is it staying on that non-GMO path to get, you know, most of the products non-GMO, or where do you see consumers are looking to for trends when it comes to being, you know, a company like yourself?
Well, I think consumers are always looking for less processed food now and simple, wholesome ingredients. Non-GMO verification and organic are extremely important to people. Mm-hmm. And then I think people now understand more about the importance of whole grains as well as protein. So we've just launched a new product line called Barbara's Better Granola, which is high in protein, 9 or 10 grams of protein, but also low in fat and sugar, and they taste great. So there are a lot of granolas out on the market now which are very high in fat and sugar, and that's something that I think more people are starting to realize is not a good thing. And we also have ancient grains and omega-3s in them and other great stuff. But the protein is not from soy either, which is something else that people are looking for more now.
Actually, I was going to ask you that. What is the protein? What's the source?
It's wheat protein and almonds that provide the, and oats, yeah, to provide the
protein. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always looking for ancient good foods that are high in protein. It's great. Sorry, go ahead.
We also have ancient grains in there, which is another, you know, something that people are looking for and I think starting to understand more about. So lots of exciting stuff going on here. We're trying to keep up with consumers.
Well, that's great, though, and that's why it makes you guys make such a such a great company. And, you know, I'm always, you know, for me, I'm always looking for a high-protein, you know, cereal, granola, because like you said, everything is so high in carbohydrates that we need that protein, especially first thing in the morning. You know, for those of you listening, when you wake up, starting your day off with a protein, and now, you know, this is great that you're coming out with this high protein granola. So that's, I'm looking for, when is this going to be on the shelf, Katrina?
We're actually on shelf right now in Sprouts, which stores, which are in the Southwest, as well as in ShopRite stores in the Northeast. So
we'll
be out in more. Sure. We'll be nationally launching in a couple of months, so hopefully people can find us more, and then certainly through Amazon.com and other places, we'll have the granola out there.
Well, perfect. Well, we're out of time for today, Katrina, but thank you so much for being on our show.
Sure. Happy to come back anytime. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right. Well, you can learn more about Barbara's at their website at barbaras.com. You can follow them on Twitter at Barbara's Bakery and at Weetabix. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.